Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Major streaming companies, including Netflix and Disney, are looking at sports leagues to boost their bottom lines. Let's talk about this with Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, Washington. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thanks for joining us today. And this is on beyond a partnership with a league. This is buying a league outright.
Absolutely. It's a whole new model, not just rights, but the company itself. And I do want to add, Rob, this is all basically speculation by media analysts. There may be talks on these deals, but there may not be as well. But the point is that streamers need content, and the price of those rights, as you referred to, just keeps exploding upward. So the thinking is, well, maybe we just buy the whole shebang. And a good example of that, CNBC reports that Disney looked at the UFC back in 2016 for $4.3 billion. Now, Disney didn't buy the league, but ESPN bought some of the rights. And when those rights are up for renewal in 25, guess what? Just the rights are going to be more than the $4.3 billion that they could have bought the company for back in 2016. So now you start looking at some of these niche leagues like UFC, Formula One, WWE, and maybe streamers get in there and own these leagues instead of constantly beating each other up to bid up those rights.
And this is, once again, another chapter in the evolution of streaming services where 12 years ago, maybe 2010, 2011, it was all about libraries, and then it became original scripted content, and now it's moving on to live sports, and maybe we're lapping that and getting into sports league ownership, because it seems like having live sports now is kind of like the last frontier now for streaming services.
It is, and it's kind of the last, it's interesting, it's the last frontier really in a lot of ways for broadcast television and traditional media. And it's a place that the streamers can come in possibly and, you know, have an impact. You know, you're looking at companies like Netflix and Apple or Amazon and Disney. And in addition to doing the games in the leagues, they have all these other pieces that they can do. They can do theme parks and merch and gaming on their platforms. All kinds of affiliated products come their way once they own those leagues beyond the rights. So, you know, Netflix, for instance, had this surprise hit with Drive to Survive, which is a Formula One thing, which is getting to be important here in the United States with three races on the schedule now. But you have to remember, streaming is global. And that might be, a cherry laying right there for somebody to pick up.
And lastly, and very quickly, since today is Major League Baseball opening day, it is also the debut for a number of streaming services that will be showing at least some elements of the Major League Baseball schedule. Apple has some Friday night games. NBC and Peacock have the late Sunday morning matinee games throughout the baseball season. And it's probably the test pilot for a major expansion in streaming offerings when it comes to baseball.
It is, but that model's probably going to be different because, you know, swallowing a purchase on Major League Baseball or the NFL is out of reach. So those are rights deals, and those rights deals are going to keep getting more and more expensive as that pie gets sliced up thinner and thinner between streamers. It'll be interesting to see if that happens or if consolidation happens a little bit if the numbers aren't there. That'll be interesting to see.
We've come a long way, Tom, from CBS owning the Yankees 60 years ago. Thanks for joining us. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Washington. You can Seattle, Washington. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Coming up next.